This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. Oh, that's a little bit of a reverb. 2025. I look at my Picardo Jewelers watch. It tells me it's 9:08:20 seconds. Broadcasting today from the United States of America, the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to our man John Basiliga and his great family of companies, like Michael McGurran, Scranton, Nelson Dewahi, Roaring Brook Township, Jerry Wagner, Hunlock Creek, Edward Krantz, Greenfield Township, Roger Brought, Bloomsburg, and Marshall Johnson of Catawissa, the United States of America, the place founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America. It's the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It couldn't be parceled out to groups, and it couldn't be controlled by government or government officials. Freedom was ours. Our great American Constitution ensured that because it codified freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press to say whatever they want. It's up to us to know the what's better, what's right, what's true. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally and diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, We gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we will create a sanctuary of sanity due to our commitment to common sense. That which makes sense. And we warn some of you. We love you, but we remind you it's not a safe harbor for stupidity. We will not suffer fools gladly. If you are a Governor Pritzker or Governor Newsom or AOC fan, well, we don't have time for stupidity. We don't. You can't make time for it. You got the Democrat Party meeting in Minneapolis and proving what they are. You've got officials in Chicago and Illinois, and they are saying, well, we don't care how many Chicagoans get killed. We don't care about violence in the city. We don't want any help. I talked about this yesterday. I thought about it. I said the pure insanity of it. It's got to make normal Democrats, and by the way, there are many. It's got to make normal Democrats just quiver with anger. That there could be people running this show, meaning the Democrat Party, that are that stupid, that have that much disregard for the people they represent. How could you take an oath as governor, as congressman, as mayor? How could you take an oath to represent the people? It's sacred. And because the help is coming from Donald Trump and that he might steal some of your credit, you'd rather somebody die. It's that simple. It's unbelievable. Somebody pointed this out yesterday, and I had a note on it, and I didn't get to it. And they pointed out again today. Thank you. Democrats deployed the National Guard to the subways in New York. Do you remember Kathy Hochul? Kathy Hochul had the National Guard in the subways in New York. The listener continues, and that was okay. Trump deploys the Guard to Washington, D.C., and he's trying to take over black neighborhoods. Their hypocrisy is so clear, Ray Charles could see it, says Tom from Dallas. Hey, we've got a special veterans tribute today. Frank Yarasavage. And a member of his family is going to call in to talk about him in our 10:30 hour. We've got David DeCosmo on at 10 o'clock. On the Shepton mine disaster. And we've got State Treasurer Stacey Garrity coming on at 11 o'clock. She is very interested, and it's exciting to me, in running for governor against the wolf in sheep's clothing, the left-wing lunatic, and ineffective governor who's got a better spin than even Gavin Newsom. He's got a hell of an act. He can't get a budget passed. He's draining all of our reserve funds for his wild spending because he's running for president of the United States. Josh Shapiro. We need someone with some sense, so we'll talk to Stacey Garrity today. A little bit about that. She's not a declared candidate yet. But we'll go through all that. But yeah, this craziness in the Democrat Party. I mean, you review that Democrat summer conference in Minneapolis. I mean, it is an intellectual freak show. Now, just to show you how phony they are on everything, they have some Native American woman from, I guess, Minnesota. He's talking about reparations and how Indian land was stolen. Native American land, whatever you want to call them. Actually, let's go the reverse, whatever they want to call themselves. So Native American land was stolen. She's pointing this out. And they're all, not only did they let her speak, they're all cheering. Well, I didn't see them giving any land back. I mean, the governor was right there. He could give the state capitol back. Right? And at the same time this insanity is happening, there's what, a 3.5-hour cabinet meeting that Trump is presiding over? I mean, not only was it hilarious, it did tedious at times, frankly. I mean, God forbid, if I tell you, I said, I hate to stand. Sometimes it's painful, but mostly because I just hate it. But standing behind Trump when he's speaking has got to be the most exhausting thing on the planet. Now, the cabinet, most of them got to sit. But it went on about 3.5 hours, Trump explicating on everything and anything from, you know, from Chicago crime to, what's the restaurant chain? I'm happy I'm Cracker Barrel. I'm forgetting about it already. We have one locally. I think it's pretty good. Anyway. Just going on about everything. And then I got to tell you, this cabinet that he has assembled, proving that he has learned from the mistakes of his first term, which was a pretty damn good presidency, by the way. But the cabinet he has assembled, I mean, all stars. It is outstanding. Pretty much to a person. And it was beyond impressive. Somebody texts in, the point is, and I guess this is the Democrat point, is that the military do not belong in the streets patrolling them with guns to be used against American citizens. Well, you're already lost out on your logic. Well, then we've got to take the guns off the cops. We have to take the guns off the FBI. We got to take the guns off the DEA. Well, this is one I don't have a problem with. Take the guns off the IRS. The listener continues, however. So you're wrong already, okay? Like, somehow you're offended that someone's patrolling the streets with guns. Well, there are criminals and gang members patrolling the streets with guns. Again, they missed the entire point. But let's continue. There are provisions stating this. Okay, find the provision, please. Find the provision. Don't try to pretend this is martial law. By the way, there's provisions that provide for the military to be on the streets with guns. None that prevent it that I'm aware of, but I'll stand corrected. Anyway, they continue. I want to finish this before we go to hear from our great sponsors. There are provisions stated, the governors need to ask for help to activate the troops. Well, no, they don't. It's helpful, but it can be done otherwise. But remember, Washington, D.C., if that's what you're referencing, is neither a state nor a self-governing city. Trump has absolute right to activate, and activate's not the right word. You used it, I won't. to bring in the troops. They continue. What Trump can do is provide the funds that were cut for cops in our cities. So in other words, I have to pay because New York City, Chicago, St. Louis, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Philadelphia cut funding for cops. I have to pay as a national taxpayer. Is that what you're saying? And number two, people are dying now. People are being attacked and ravaged now. How long does it take to hire and train a cop? Minimum of a year. So your solution lets people die in the meantime. Your non-solution, I should say. You don't want to stop crime. They finish. But he will not do that. He wants the military control of the USA. I mean, why do you be that stupid, Doris from Falls, PA? Why do you be that stupid, Doris? Seriously. You must be watching PBR, Left Stream Media. Seriously. Donald Trump wants military control of the USA. My God. Where did you even get that? Really? Somebody says, are your listeners okay with the National Guard being activated to protect from looters after a natural disaster? Yeah. Lord, oh Lord. It's quite amazing. And I want, Doris, what I want you to do, seriously, I want you to continue to listen to the show. I want you to listen with an open mind. We are going to prescribe common sense. If a city cannot or refuses to protect its own citizens, I want you to tell me where you disagree. It is the job of someone to do it for them. The people you're defending, Muriel Bowser in Washington, D.C., Brandon Johnson in Chicago, Mayor Bass in Los Angeles, these are incompetent left-wing lunatics. And they don't care because they're not affected by crime. Brandon Johnson has, it's been reported up to 135 people who rotate providing him 24/7 protection. What does he care? He doesn't give a spit about some single mother in the south side of Chicago trying to raise her kids. Unreal. All right. Doris, stay with us. We may be able to bring you around. Please stay with us. We'll take a break. We've got a little history after our great sponsors, a little music, and then you. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Love and Spoonful. Murph tells us this date, 1966, they had the number one hit with Summer in the City. For our younger audience, which we have many, we like to play the old stuff because this is stuff that you guys should be aware of and music history. By the way, somebody points out, Bob LTS, during your opening remarks, you mistakenly said that the liberal listener must be getting your information from PBR. I think you meant NPR. Yeah. I meant PBS. Did I say PBR? Yeah. Not from Pabst Blue Ribbon. No. No. Doris was rational. She just needs to be corrected, and we need to tell her the facts outside of Trump derangement syndrome by the media that she probably listens to. And it's almost unavoidable, Doris. So we want you with us. Hey, last night, and I'm continually, and I say happily, bombarded with information by listeners and friends and all this stuff. And so they brought my attention to an article that was going to be in today's Times Leader, and it's the front page. Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti is seriously considering a run for Congress in the 8th Congressional District. When did I tell you about this? In 2024. And I love it. She says, it wasn't my plan. The phoniness is off the charts. Now, I want to remind you of this. This is a woman who has a great game. Uses the buzzwords, all the code words, all the jargon, is totally committed to the left-wing lunatic agenda. Completely. All in. 1,000%. Now, she hasn't paved our streets. We're way behind fixing City Hall. By the way, 5 years later, she has knocked down the building I complained about up in the hill section. There's still another standing. Maybe that's next. But she's had a completely ineffective mayoralty in the city of Scranton. She's been an awful mayor, like a literal do-nothing mayor. Just drive up to Nahoc Park and take a look at the piles of dirt where a pool system used to sit. She'd been showered with $69 million of COVID money that was hers to spend freely. She lied about it. That she couldn't. Oh, wait. No, you're lying. She should have paved the streets, built the pools, and fixed City Hall with space utilization studies so they don't have to buy the building next door. To expand a city government that is now presiding over less than half of the population it had when the city hall was built. Oh, yeah. And the police were downstairs. So it's complete phoniness. And this, every 2 years, you look at Paige Cognetti's resume, and it's a beautiful looking resume. Zero accomplishments, jumping from job to job to job. As soon as she's ready to get exposed, she's got to jump from mayor now. Now she's got to leave mayor because she's done nothing, and she's going to be exposed. Hopefully, by losing this election to Jean Barrett. We're going to see. But as I told you, she's running for Congress. She has no interest in the city of Scranton. Zero. And I know it's an exaggerated issue when somebody has further ambitions and very seldom gains traction. But I want you to know, she never cared about the city. It was merely a stepping stone. Do you remember when she was on school board? And most people don't. She was on the school board, and Mr. Paul, executive producer, sent me an article of her leaning on a school bus, how she was going to straighten the Scranton School District out. Well, as soon as the decisions got tough, she left. She left that office, the school board, because she was going to either have to raise taxes or reorder spending and cut it. And as soon as the decisions got tough, she left. And now as mayor, she's done nothing but float and glide. And I'm a resident. I know. I live with it. Quite amazing. And sad. And this is the Democrat left-wing philosophy. You fail upwards. Oh, Lordy, 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 Lord. Unbelievable. Somebody says, why do you intentionally never talk about Weston Field? So a pool got rebuilt at Weston Field in 5 years, and you want kudos for this mayor. She had $69 million in her hands to be spent as she chose, and we got nothing done. Please. That's a classic Democrat left-wing defender. All right, we're way over, but this subject bears a lot of conversation. Your mayor candidate and sitting mayor is talking about running for, and I don't know, did she think she was clever doing it in the Wilkes-Barre paper? As though we wouldn't find it or see it? I don't know. No, I can't say. They're more clever than that. When it comes to politics, they're as clever as it gets. When it comes to actually doing something, they suck. We'll take a break and be back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15. $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you go to the Bloomsburg Legion, you'll see this corollary to what Sam Elliott just read. What is a veteran? A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. Mike McGurran. We lost him August 11th. He's survived by his wife, Mary Ryder McGurran. They would have celebrated their 22nd wedding anniversary this October. Born in Scranton, he was a graduate of Holy Rosary High School in the great North Scranton. He was a member of the Pennsylvania National Guard. He used to tell the story of how, while with the Guard, he was assigned armed duty to help seal off the flood-stricken Southside Flats during Hurricane Diane. He was also a U.S. Army veteran. He relocated to New Jersey, working in the printing industry. While in Jersey, he discovered karaoke, and he performed in New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. His obit picture is with a microphone. Member of the Mary Mother of God Parish, VFW Post 25, the Polish Club, and the German-American Federation. He's survived by his wife and a number of other family members. Michael McGurran. Nelson DeWahi, Roaring Brook Township. He was 85 years of age when he passed August 12th. He was surrounded by family. He survived by his beloved wife for 63 years, Sally. Born in Scranton. He was raised in the Hyde Park section of West Scranton and graduated from St. Patrick's High School. He attended the University of Scranton and honorably served us in the legendary 109th Infantry Regiment of the Pennsylvania National Guard. He was employed in manufacturing and hospitality industries, a production manager for CD Sportswear, owner of Dunn and Bynum's Tavern, and inventory control for Kane Enterprises. Lifelong member of St. Anne's Maronite Church in West Scranton, his life was a testament to his strong faith and the values he held dear. In addition to his wife, he survived by two daughters, a son, their spouses, five grandchildren, and his best friend of 80 years, Edward Deeb, beloved grandfather, Nelson DeWahi, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga. And it's time to start thinking weekend. Labor Day weekend and Basiliga Hospitality. The incredible properties from Terra 519 and Sergei's, the nightclub. It'll be right in the middle of the action for Festa Italiana. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunny with a passing shower possible. It'll only get up to 70. I think it won't even come close because it's 57 outside the studio. I saw the 70s reports yesterday, and so I came out in T-shirts and shorts. I'm freezing out there. Tonight, clear and cool, low 50. Thursday, sunny with a chance of evening showers, 75. Friday, partly sunny with a few scattered showers, 70. And then it's supposed to be a fabulous weekend. I'm looking forward to that report. Great sleeping weather, though, isn't it? We have the windows open. Now, Cutie and I are watching this Apple series. It's a number of years old, but it's called the Morning Show. And we're, you know how you get into these things. We didn't go to bed till midnight. I want 9 hours of sleep. And I got to get up at 6. I actually got up before 6 today because the Chauncedons had to go outside or seemed to be indicating that. I got up on the bed to lay, all 100 pounds of him, and he's, I don't know what he wanted. I don't know if he wanted affection or whatever, but he did his business when I took him outside. So, yeah, I can't function on 6 hours sleep. Some people that I know can, like Trump, could function on an hour. Yeah. In any event, here's the problem with the left and their acolytes. And I love you guys. You know that. Or I hope you know that. Somebody texts in, where was the National Guard on January 6th? Nancy Pelosi refused them. Mayor Muriel Bowser refused them. I mean, how many times does the truth have to hit you in the face? Nancy Pelosi admitted it. The sergeant at arms of the House, who's the head of the Capitol Police, he admitted it. They were authorized by Trump. They were turned down by the Democrats. And it's not even a party thing. They were turned down by the idiots. The same people who don't want the same people, same philosophy, that don't want your streets to be safe. That don't care about a poor black kid in the south side of Chicago. Or in D.C. that just wants to go to school. The hell's the matter with you? Lord. Here's another troll. So if you're mayor, you can't run for any office? Is that what you're saying? In what world did I say that? See, you only hear what you want to hear, troll. Why is that? What benefit is it to you? Seriously, to just make stuff up. I didn't say that. If she was doing the job as mayor, my point is this. She doesn't care about the city of Scranton. She doesn't care about its problems. She never wanted the job. It was a stepping stone, which is part of the reason that she stunk at the job. And that she's awful as mayor. And that the city looks dirtier, is dirtier, is more difficult to traverse, and has more crime. That's why. You can run for anything you want. What do I care? I want her to be defeated for mayor because we can't take 4 more years of her as mayor. And she can't shine a candle to Rob Bresnahan and his lifetime of accomplishment. He can't compare. It's not even close to what he could do and what he's already done in 8 months as a congressperson. She's a left-wing loon. She's an incompetent. Dear Lord. So, and here's another troll. Here's, if you burn the American flag, you go to jail, which I like. I don't. I'm against what Trump said yesterday. But I've got a piece on it that you'll be hearing later in the program. They continue. But if you beat a cop with an American flag in the name of Trump, you get pardoned. Can't make this crap up. MAGA world. The people who got pardoned had already been punished. Did you know that? Or do you just care about turning a phrase? They'd already been punished. They'd already been punished. I'll say it 50 times. You won't listen. We'll be back. This date, 1966, Donovan moved from number 10 to number 5 with his hit Superman, or Sunshine Superman, Murph says. Somebody texts in, Scranton is nothing more than a shooting, stabbing, drug deals, rundown properties. It looks like just another rundown Democrat city. Somebody else texts in, Bob, I probably proudly wrote that check. I served in the Army Reserves on active duty and in the Pennsylvania National Guard. There's the other part, which proves who we are talking about when we're talking about these left-wing idiots. These are your friends and neighbors serving in the National Guard. These are not jackbooted thugs as the Gestapo, things they try to present them as. Fascists. You're mentally ill if you believe that. You're mentally ill. I want you to know that. These are your friends and the neighbors. These are the people we salute every day. But if you're Paige Cognetti, well, we don't need any help here. We'll let people kill themselves. Crime is not a problem. Yeah, for you. And don't think she's any different than Brandon Johnson. Don't think she's any different than Muriel Bowser. Disgrace. Quickly, we'll go to Donald. Hey, Donald.
How you doing?
I'm great, buddy. Go ahead, man. You fire
okay,
away.
Okay, now, the Democratic Party's joy is a party of death, destruction, and gender mutilation. Now, I got some numbers for you, Robert. Chicago Tribune, so far, 262 homicides.
My God.
So far in Chicago. All right, now, at the end of Biden's
why don't
term,
they care about them, the victims,
wait, let me say this.
And their families?
Oh, right. Now, listen, what I have to say. Now, at the end of Biden's term in 2021, December 31st, there was 621 homicides, blacks, right? But a year before that, guess what happened? A stupid cop accidentally slaying George Floyd, a drug addict, and for 5 years they immortalized this guy.
Yep.
That's the hypocrisy.
Yep.
These people, they got to bring in the National Guard. Let him go in and clean it. Spike Lee did a movie, and Obama did nothing, called Chirac, when he was in there. He said, you got to stop the killing. Nobody ever did nothing in Chicago. Go on in and clean it up. Clean up these cities and these woke, insane mayors that are doing this and governors. They're just doing this for power, and they're just looking for something. It's just as part of their agenda, the death. That's what I think.
We have a mayor in Scranton that's part of the same insanity.
What's wrong with these people? They want crime. Like, if they want crime, they want death, destruction. I don't understand these people. They're the exact opposite. I never heard of somebody that would want less crime. Anybody.
Even
Joe Scarborough said, you wouldn't want more cops, like, to clean it up. The guys said, well, they questioned the Chicago mayor. And not really. I want the crime.
Yeah, like, Donald, do you remember the old game Twister?
Yeah.
And you had to put your hand on a spot and then your right leg and your right. And it's like, that's what they do. They do such insane contortions to get to their agenda, which is unbending, unflinching in the face of fact, truth, and reality. And that's why they suck at their jobs. That's why.
Well, this is a real Star Wars movie. They're the dark side. I told you. They are the dark side. They want everything bad for America. They want the destruction of America. And not only that, the Democratic
Donald,
Party
quick,
is
quickly, because we don't have much time, and I want to get into this with you deeper. You used to call and defend the Democrat Party and all that, and I and you've had a conversion. That's why we play. I want
to
come over.
You gave a chance. You gave a chance.
Yeah,
you failed at everything.
No,
I give everybody a chance.
What was the tipping point? What was the final tipping point for you? The transgender,
The gender mutilation.
Okay.
I know all about that. Yeah,
okay.
That was it. That was really it. But you had to give everybody a chance. Like RFK Jr. is doing good. We gave him a chance. He's doing great. Remember I said give him a chance?
Yeah.
I figured from scratch, give him a chance. After Afghanistan, then you could see the writing was on the wall. The guy was just too old. And according to the book, Jake Tapper, if you read that, the guy was in out of a vegetative state.
It's embarrassing. Hey, Donald, thank you always, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Donald's the only guy that has a theme song coming in and going out. I want to come over, which he has, and I can see clearly now. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:01. We'll be back.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.